Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Pamela Reese Wordlaw from the Preparation Room Live, coming from Atlanta, Georgia, also San Diego, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It is such a blessed day today. It's a little gloomy, but the weather is still beautiful. And this is a new month, August 4th. Woo, we made it. We made it. We made it. Number 8 is a new beginning. So let's get ready to start for a new beginning. We have an awesome man of God coming aboard, and his name is Dr. Vernard Johnson. But before we get on with the show with Dr. Vernard Johnson, we always want to come in and respect a scripture from Annette Everest. So, Annette Everest, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. I have a scripture today that I'm going to read from the New International Version. It is Psalm 150, verse 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surprising greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I say again, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. We thank you so much for that, Annette. But before we get started with this show, I know we have people online want to listen to obedient praises, and I can't wait to hear about it. But I also want to remind you that there's something awesome that's going to go on August 25th here in Atlanta with Morehouse College campus. We have ASYM. It's coming to the ATL. Woo! So I want you to get to know a little bit more about it. Go to ASYMATL.com and get on board and see what's going on with Bill Gore and Enjoy, powered by WTV. So we're going to go ahead because I'm just excited about what God is doing. I really am excited about this new beginning that's going on in our life, and I just want to encourage everyone to do something different. You know, let the old go. And let the new begin. And the only way that we could really succeed in what we failed in is doing it in a different way. It's always about change and doing something different. So I encourage each and every one of you, this month is number 8, and it's a new beginning month. It's a beginning. You could feel it in the season. We could feel it in the atmosphere. We could feel it in our lives. So we are in charge of our lives. So we have to make a change. So it's time as this day go forward, our life will never be the same again. What we couldn't do this way, which I just encourage you to do it another way. So it is out with the old and in with the new. And to end with that note, we want to introduce this mighty man of God that billions of people are listening to. Powered by WTV, we welcome you. Hollywood is in the house, so we're just glad that Hollywood is in. Thank God for you, and most of all, Bill Gore and Enjoy, and the Preparation Room, where we prepare the way for the Lord here in Atlanta. Okay, now here we go. Dr. Vernard Johnson. We have been waiting to hear from you. Can you just take the show and tell us about yourself and feel free to prepare the way for the Lord at the Preparation Room?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I tell you, Prophetess Pamela and Kalithia, we greet you too, and Annette, and all of those who are on WeTV, everybody, everywhere, we do honor you. But most of all, we honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me just tell you, you mentioned that the number 8, New Beginnings, I believe that is prophetic. I want to say it again. I believe it is prophetic because there's going to be a new beginning all around the world in the name of Jesus. We proclaim this. I am so excited because there's something getting ready to happen that never happened before in the history of the world.
Wow.
Never be happened
wow.
before in the history of the world. I checked the scripture out. It's not mentioned in the scripture. It's not mentioned in human history, but it's going to happen now. And I know that this is of God because the enemy has been fighting this ever since I announced this. I mean, every step of the way the enemy is fighting. But the Lord, God, has given us the assignment of getting God 1 billion praises, 1 billion praises. It's never happened before in the history of the world. And also we're working on winning 1 million lost souls to Christ. Now, the Bible tells us that to man things are impossible, but with God all things are possible. And it is possible with today's technology and with what God showed me that it will come to pass. And it's going to happen August the 13th through the 17th in the center of the nation, that is in Kansas City, right from the heart of America. We're going to send that praise out all over the world. I want to just share with you just for a few moments about how this came and took place in my life, how God burned this within my heart. About 4 years ago now, I went on a 3-day fast. And I was fasting without food or water those 3 days. And when I came off, or rather I got ready to come off the fast after 3 days, I could not get a release in my spirit, in my heart, in my mind. God just would not release me. And so I began to fast then from 12 midnight until around 3 o'clock in the afternoon or afterwards, or 4, 5, 6 sometimes. But every day, every consecutive day. And before I knew it, it was 10 days. And before I knew it, I had fasted 50 days. And before I knew it, I had fasted 100 days. And I kept fasting. I couldn't get a relief. I didn't know why I was fasting, because I accomplished what I wanted to do and what I was asking God for in the first 3 days. But now I was at 100 days. And then I kept fasting. I woke up fasting. It was just a part of my life to wake up fasting from 12 midnight till 3 or 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And before I knew it, it was 365 days. And before I knew it, I had fasted over 700 days. And when I got to that 700-something days, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, you will not release me from this fast. I don't know why. I don't even know why I'm fasting. But, Lord, I just have one request. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, what is it, Bernard? I said that I would go, since I'm at 700, I'd like to fast 1,000 days for you, Lord. And God spoke to my heart and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And God blessed me to fast over that 1,000 days, not knowing why I was going through, thinking, Lord, am I sane? Am I losing my mind or what? And finally, at the end of the fast, around a week later, the Lord visited me and spoke to my heart in my prayer time and said, son, I want to tell you now why I had you fasting. You were not fasting for yourself, but you were fasting for Kalithia. You were fasting for Annette. You were fasting for Prophetess Pamela. You were fasting for people all over the world who need miracles from me, God said. And God said, I'm giving miracles all across this country. These kind cometh out by prayer and by fasting. And during that fast, I never forget it. And I want to just say, I was on the plane during that fast on my way back from Florida, I believe. I lived in Texas at the time. Some people will know me by the gospel saxophone. I play saxophone. I try to play it. And I was on the plane coming back from doing a concert in Florida, going back to Texas. And I was sitting by the window of the plane, and I was thanking God and worshiping the Lord. And I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. And I didn't even think about this. I wasn't thinking that I was saying that. It just came out. I said, Lord, if I could, I would thank you 1,000 times. And I let my chair back, and I tried to go to sleep. And when I was almost asleep, the Holy Spirit woke me up and spoke in my spirit mind and said, why don't you? And I just forgot what I'd said. I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? And I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times. I'd never thank you 1,000 times. I don't know how to do that. I don't know if I can do that. And I said, but I'll try, Lord. And so I took out my handkerchief. I was the only Afro-American on the flight, so I didn't want them to think I was crazy. So I turned my head towards the window, and, you know, it was pretty noisy up on the plane, and I covered my mouth up with my handkerchief, and I turned my head toward the window. So I had the handkerchief there, and I was not too far away from the jet engine, so they couldn't hear me anyway. So I just started saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I kept thanking God. And before I knew it, I had thanked him 100 times. And it's impossible to thank him from your heart without the Holy Spirit coming in the room, no matter where you are. So I kept thanking him. I said, Lord, I thank you, 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 thank you. And then I had thanked him 200 times. And then I started naming things that he had done for me. And I didn't get fancy with it. I just start keeping it real simple. I said, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for energy, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for my family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you are our atonement. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you because you're a burden bearer. Thank you, thank you. I just kept thanking God like that. And it is true. My mother taught me that the more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. So I just kept thanking God. I got so full on the plane, I couldn't sit in my seat. I had to get up. I got up out of my seat and started walking down the aisle of this long jet. And I had my handkerchief still over my mouth, but underneath my handkerchief, I was still saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to shout on the plane. I just didn't want to, I wanted to go crazy. I just couldn't afford to just act crazy, but I was about to just explode. And that day, I thanked God 1,000 times on that plane, not knowing that he was setting me up for what's happening today. And that day, when I thanked him 1,000 times, God gave me an ultra awesome bona fide miracle. And he showed me that thanking him, that many times the Bible is true, that many times before you call, he said, I will answer, Isaiah 58, I believe, and while you're yet speaking, I will hear you. In other words, if you've got a problem, many times all you have to do is start worshiping him and thanking him. And even before you can even get your praise out and get your request out to him, is what I'm trying to say, before you can get that request to him, he will have already done what you need him to do just by praising him and by thanking him. And so when we thank God 1,000 times that day, I never will forget it. God began to speak to my heart then, and he began to show me great and mighty things that he wanted me to do. And so then he spoke to my heart and said, I want you now, Bernard, I want you to lead people across the world into giving me 1,000 praises.
Can you hold it right there? Can you hold it right there? Right
yes.
There. I'd say that last word again.
1,000
the
praises?
Last word is 1,000 praises. Listeners, 1,000 praises. Just keep them on your mind and keep them in your spirit. We're going to take a little break. a couple of seconds break, and we will be right back. Keep that in your heart. Thank you so much. And I'm back to you, Calithia.
Hi, I'm Calithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Calithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hey, you're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're giving you Hollywood the easy way, Who's Hot Fridays, every Friday. So sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and let's go.
I'm Felicia Rashad. I wish you to subscribe to my friend Eric Lewis Campbell.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Yeah. I'm Fred Willard, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Kim Lee from The Hangover 2, and I'm doing it the easy way.
What's going on? This is Wesley Johnson, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Amen.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Bam! Well, amen, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, that's great. Well, there's some of, you know, through the commercials, but we have plenty of callers in the queue, so I didn't know if you wanted to take some callers for Dr. Johnson and yourself, but there are some callers in the queue.
Well, we would love to take the callers, but we just praying for Hollywood, and we just thank God that Hollywood has came aboard, and as they go forth, they will help us prepare the way for the Lord. So who do we have as the first caller?
Let's go ahead and do this. Caller 8324952, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, how you doing today?
Welcome to the preparation room. Do you have a question, comment for Pamela, Dr. Bernard?
Yes, I do. This is, I want to say God bless you to Dr. Pamela and to Prophet Pamela, to Dr. Bernard Johnson. This is Tony Gill from the Tony Gill Show in Houston.
Hey, Tony Gill. Wow, from Houston, Texas. I know Tony Gill.
God bless you. I'm enjoying the show, everything that I've been listening to. I want to say that I've been blessed by my show, and my ratings have really gone up through the roof since Dr. Bernard Johnson has been on my show. We come on every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. on Central Standard Time, and he's a guest on talking about the billion praises up to God. He's on every Saturday at 6 p.m. I want to just thank God for my pastors, Dr. Pamela and Dr. Patrick Randolph, that are praying for me. And I'm telling you, I just thank God. That who would not want to send up a billion praises and prayer to God? Who would not? That person, I don't want to have no communication with that person that will do that. I want to say God bless you for Dr. Johnson. I want to thank you that you have blessed me. You have been a friend of me. And I'm telling you, and Prophet Pamela, I love you. I love your show. And I just can't wait to be more a part of what you're doing in Hollywood, because the word has to go forth everywhere around the world. God bless you.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Tony.
God bless you, too.
Yes. I wanted to tell him, I think I heard that his show went number one on the ratings in Detroit and everywhere else. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes. The Tony Gill Show. I got a text the other day that the Tony Gill Show, because I've been with, staying with God and do what God said, and having Dr. Johnson on other people, that my show went number one around the world. And I thank God for the number one family show, the Tony Gill Show.
Tony Gill. Tony Gill Show. That is awesome. Well, we need for you to get back in touch with us because maybe we could get you on the Preparation Room as well, and you could be part of our show as well. We will our listeners will love to hear from you. We thank you so much for calling us and being part of the Preparation Room. May God bless you, man of God. May God bless you,
Prophetess Pamela. God bless you for having Dr. Johnson on and me and everybody else because you are doing awesome. You are doing what God wants you to do.
Yeah, we give God all the glory. We give God all the glory. Thank you so much.
Hey,
now,
Prophetess,
we do have another call. Yes.
I was wondering before it goes down, let me tell them that it's going down in Kansas City August the 13th through the 17th at the Overland Park Convention Center. There are people coming from all over the world to help us give God a billion praises. We're going to be going that Monday through Friday. Monday night is a lineup, Monday night through Friday night, with great preaching, great singing, great recording artists. God's messenger is going to be there. Wes Morgan's going to be there. I just keep on naming. It's just going to be phenomenal how people are coming from everywhere to try to help give God a billion praises. And Tony Gill said it right. Who wouldn't want God, want to help God get a billion praises? I mean, who would be that busy where you're so important that you couldn't take a little while to drive or fly in to help get God a billion praises? Because if you help him get a billion praises, it's going to change your life forever, forevermore. And that's August the 13th through the 17th in Kansas City. Yeah,
okay,
I just had
August
to get that
13,
in.
August 13th, can you say that
17th.
Again? And
yeah,
August.
13th, August 13th through the 17th, that Monday through Friday, we got a lineup of great speakers. And that morning, we have a morning session at 9 a.m., called the Billion Praise Awakening. The Billion Praise Awakening. People going to be running in there trying to get that billion praise on that morning. We're just going to start the program out with thanking God 1,000 times across this country. And on that Thursday and Friday, that's the main thing. I want people across the country at 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. I'm challenging people all over the world to stop and not ask God for anything, but to thank him for 15 to 20 minutes, because I discovered that it takes 15 to 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times. We can get 1,000,000 people thanking God 1,000 times. That's 1,000,000,000 praises going up to God. And so that's what we call the Billion Praise Convention.
Wow, that is awesome. If you would take the time out and give us an email address, or your and also the information that we need and our listeners need to attend the conference, you know, because we got some listeners on the phone that want to be part of this Billion Praises. Now, I know you have a convention called the First Fruit Convention.
That's it, called First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, First Fruits. And let me give the website, if I may. That's firstfruitsconvention.com, First Fruits Convention. Let me spell it for you, F-I-R, I'm saying first, F-I-R-S-T, fruits, F-R-U-I-T-S. Put the S on there, and then convention, C-O-N-V-E-N-T-I-O-N, firstfruitsconvention.com. Now, make sure you put the S on fruits, and it will pop up for you, firstfruitsconvention.com. If you want to text it, many people are texting this praise, too, because, see, on that Thursday and Friday, August the 16th and 17th at 8 p.m., they're going to be emailing it, email a praise to your friends, ask them to email it out, text it out, just do it any way you can. But here's the text number, text 72727, that's the text, that's the phone number, 72727, and then send this text, one word, praise, and it will pop up. Again, you dial 72727. Text that, and then here's the word, that's the phone number, 72727, then text the word praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, and then it will pop up. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Okay, listeners, you heard that, right? We thank you so much, man of God, for coming aboard. Can you tell us a little bit about because I know we're running out and time is running short. Can you tell us a little bit about your congregation? Do you, are you a pastor at a church? Are you
I am a church? I am in Kansas City, Kansas. I pastor Amazing Grace in Kansas City, Kansas. They can get that website at AmazingGraceINT.com. Amazing Grace, INT. INT is short for international, and you have to put the INT. Don't spell the whole word out, but AmazingGraceINT.com. That's our website. It's going to be so exciting. It's coming on. It's going down, Prophet Pamela. It's going down.
I believe it. I'm so excited about what God is doing with all of our lives. I want to thank you, listeners, again for tuning in with us.
Pamela?
Yes.
We have some extra time for Dr. Vernon. If you have to excuse yourself out, I can continue him to allow to spread the message because we have a lot of callers.
Okay. Okay. I got a few more times.
That was Kalithia, wasn't it? Thank you, Kalithia.
Yeah, that was Kalithia. God is good. Yeah. He heard our prayer. You know, we just try to respect Bill Groen and Joy. They give us this time to come aboard on the radio station. So, you know, when God gives you favor, you don't want to abuse the favor that God gives you. You know, you want to respect the things. And as you could see, listeners, when you respect the little things, just the little things, and God and give it to God, God will enlarge your territory. So for Kalithia coming aboard to enlarge the time, it is truly a blessing from God because the billion precious. So we thank God for the billion praise that's going down. And I might have to excuse myself for a little while because I had another appointment, but I'm going to stay on as long as I can. And I just want to tell you, listeners, that I love all of you. We wouldn't be nothing without you in our life. It is truly ordained time. I'm praying for all of you listeners, especially the one at the preparation room where we prepare the way for the Lord. You're welcome to come aboard at this group called the preparation room. We thank the Bill Groen and Joy listeners. We thank you so much. We would be nothing without you. And we just bless all my Facebook friends. So I just want to extend that love to you to tell you how much you are loved by me. And I'm praying for all of you. And let's take another call before I leave. Okay? Thank you so much.
Caller 224-7810. Are you there? Might be a shy caller. Caller 224-7810.
God bless you. God bless you. How are you?
Hello. Welcome to the preparation room.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, you might not want to have me on the phone because I'm so excited about sending up a billion praises. I don't know what to do. This is Elder Kevin T. Strotter, a.k.a. Thomas Mack from the GMAP Broadcast Network, lifting up the name of Jesus. God bless you, Prophetess Pamela. God bless you. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, we're so excited. I mean, the energy that you bring across the nation, I tell you, I feel it in the atmosphere. We feel you, man of God.
Amen, amen. And I just want to say and encourage all of the listeners out there, I am so excited about what Dr. Vernard Johnson is doing with sending up a billion praises unto God. And I just want you to know, Prophetess Pamela and Kalithia, you guys are also broadcasting live right now as we speak on the GAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based motivational and inspirational broadcast network over the internet, and you are live right now on GMAP1.com, and we have over 1,500 viewers tuning in as we speak, listening to this awesome show, okay?
That's what I'm talking about. Praises. Wow.
Yes.
We just thank God for that. You know, I'm so excited about you. We just definitely connecting together for the kingdom of God. Can you imagine how many people are connected all around the world? Kalithia, now we have over 1 billion people listening to us right now, right?
Well, we have over 1 billion reach with the WTV network, with Bill Grown and Joy, the ASYM, all combined as one. For people to get more information on following all the great things we have going on, they can go to BillGrownAndJoy.com or theWTV.com.
Wow. That's awesome to be. Wonderful.
And that's including all of our Facebook friends that Kalithia
and I. It's including the whole network, magazines, blogs, other shows. I mean, Larry Namer with, as a matter of fact, I have somebody on the phone that can tell you that, and that's the owner of WTV. Let me get him in really quick. Hey, Eric, how are you? Welcome to the preparation room.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. I've been listening in the queue and appreciate the support from the other station. And who do we have on? Who am I meeting?
This is Pamela Reese Wardlaw, Dr. Vernon Johnson, and go ahead and say your name, man of God, broadcasting us live.
Praise God for you. This is Elder Kevin Strotter. I am the president of the GMAP Broadcast Network, GMAP1.com. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. It's a pleasure meeting you.
And my privilege to meet you also. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. My privilege to meet you. It's just wonderful being on one of your shows here. It's just phenomenal.
Well, it's been an honor to link up with Kalithia and what she's doing, and I've always said that I've been a vessel of God since the time I started, and I gave myself to God about 4 years ago, and I've just been a vehicle, I'm thinking about writing a book to talk about the proof and the episodes that have happened and how things have developed and where things are at now.
Well, you're awesome.
It's just amazing.
You
want
to write that book? Yeah. You got a story
to tell.
You
know what? It's getting ready to get written. You might as well start writing it as of today, August 4th. It is on. I speak it in your life, man of God. Get ready that when you pick that pen up, you're just going to have to, somebody's going to have to tell you, take it out of your hand. Because I decree as this day go forward, you will start writing that book.
Amen.
We need it. The people are waiting. It was ordained for you to write that book. You spoke it in the atmosphere, and we'll be looking forward to read that book and purchase that book within the next 6 months. So let's
do you guys mind if I give a little testimonial of what I'm talking about? I think the listeners would be interested.
We love it. Absolutely.
Well, you know, in your travels of success, I think you guys would agree. I think everybody would agree that you are who you hang out with. You know, you are who you surround yourself with, and it's very difficult to get yourself to be in the right circles and the right opportunities to progress and move forward. Well, I've been in the industry for about 15 years now, and I've worked very hard, and the people I've been able to come across and how I've come across them is just a really unique way. And when I'm talking about the people, you know, I work with the co-founder of E! Entertainment. I work with the person that runs Extra has been running Extra, which is one of the biggest shows for 18 years. You know, I work with just very, very big people, and that don't really, you don't get a chance to even meet them, you know, and I met some of these people just by, you know, going into a coffee shop, and they happen to be there, and I just, you know, I'm a people person, so I'm that person. Like, hey, how you doing? Good day, you know. Just I just got that people have said that I have a good spiritual aura to me, and like everybody that I'm working with is a godly, nice, good spiritual person that wants to help people. So it's like everybody that I'm coming across, minus a couple weeds here and there in the garden, you know, they're all good people that want to help build this movement that I'm doing with the Easy Way to help other people. And the more, you know, the more that I help other people. I mean, I work with like 25 different charities. You know, I've linked up with Kalithia now, and let's add another 10. You know, and the way I look at it is, when I mean, you're only on this earth for so long. you might as well do something positive and make some sort of good, you know, good dent before you're gone, and just, you know, just know that you were able to put a smile on someone else's face. And, you know, the more I do that, I mean, the people that I'm dealing with now, I can't even imagine, you know, I still pinch myself, and, you know, and I pray and say thank you every day, because the people that I'm actually around, the producers and the people that are backing me now on this Easy Way thing. And I mean, I have people, I mean, I don't want to name drop too much, but people at very big statures, the biggest names you can think of, coming to me to learn about social media, to learn about internet tips and whatever, you know, and that's only done by God. And I feel like I'm an angel or a vessel or a soldier or something, you know, because the things that are happening. I mean, my dad had lymphoma cancer, which is the worst form of aggressive cancer that you can get. And now today, he's a cancer survivor. He's fine, based upon his faith.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is so ordained. I tell you, Easy. I call you Easy because I look at your website. This is Pamela Reese Wortlaw from the Preparation Room. I had called in before. And I know, I just feel your spirit. We thank God for you because I was telling Khaleesia the other day, you know, the vision, and Khaleesia could tell you how we all started, and I, you know, spoke something in the radio, and she ran with the prophecy. And as I talk to you, I know God is doing something so even bigger. You've got to connect with what God had told me a long time ago about Hollywood, and you're dealing with a lot of people in Hollywood that truly need you right now. You know what I'm saying? They just need somebody to meet them where they're at, you know, and just help them to live and not die, not in a religious way, but in a spiritual way. You know what I'm saying? And how do you do that? It's with love and compassion and being who you are and being yourself. So I just thank God for you being part of what's going on in this shift, because I know you as a spiritual person feel there's been a big shift in the atmosphere within the last couple of weeks. You know, all my ministers that's aboard and all the listeners, we all feel that there's been a shift in the atmosphere. Now, if you can feel it, let's get in it, you know.
There's definitely been something. I mean, I apologize if I offend anybody, but I speak what I feel. And, you know, you look on the news, and you see, and there's nothing, I mean, to each his own. Everybody, you know, more power and respect to however anybody wants to do their relationship. But you're seeing a lot more, you know, gay stuff on the news and on TV now, and you're seeing a lot more, you know, you're seeing a lot more, just a lot different things, and it's all based upon entertainment. It all comes from entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, like I think it stems from entertainment, and you know, Hollywood. When I first got in Hollywood, I was like, man, I'm in the circle of hell. You know, like this is, there's a lot, you know, you could sense a lot of evil around, you know, and a lot of greed and, you know, all the traits that the devil wants you to be a part of. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, and basically try to get me to say, oh, stop talking about God. That just makes me talk about it more, you know. I'm never gonna defy him in any way or any of that type of stuff. And I am what I am. I do what I do. And you know, if you don't like it, then oh well. I've always been a leader. I always do me. Yeah, and I try my best to respect the rules and respect the system, because you know, you can't change things. But at the same time, I do me. I do it the easy way.
You know, man of God, I want to just say this encouraging word to you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, that Prophetess Pamela was right on it, that God has given you a ministry right there where you are in Hollywood to touch the lives of people all around you. They're hurting. I hear the Holy Spirit saying they're hurting deep down inside, and beyond the facade there's a heart that needs people like you to touch them as never before. I concur with Prophetess Pamela, who said a shift. God spoke the same word to me, and he said through this billion praises. I don't know if you heard it, man of God, we were talking about sending up a billion praises, going to go down August the 13th through the 17th in Kansas City, the heart of the nation. we're sending up 1 billion praises at this convention. And God said it's going to shift the world. No nation can ever send up 1 billion praises unto God and something not happen in that nation. There's going to be a shift around this country. And someone said it's kind of like dropping an atomic bomb on the enemy's camp. It's just going to explode everywhere, praise everywhere. I gave a testimony a few minutes ago about thanking God 1,000 times a day. And I've been talking to people across the country about thanking God 1,000 times a day, and they're picking it up everywhere. I heard somebody in Arkansas call my line and said, listen, I've been telling my women here, we're going to thank God 1,000 times a day. Even the owner of the Impact Network, that television network in Detroit, he said, I'm going to take it to my people. We're going to start thanking God 1,000 times a day. And so we discovered that it only takes 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes at the most, to thank God 1,000 times. Yeah. And August the 16th and 17th, I'm challenging people across the world to stop what they're doing, not ask God for anything, at 8 p.m., start texting it, start thanking God 1,000 times, start emailing their friends, ask them, go on Facebook, go on Twitter, everything. Let's praise God for at least 20 minutes and get 1 million people thanking God 1,000 times. And 1 million people thanking God 1,000 times is 1 billion praises going up to God. Mm-hmm. I tell you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm sorry. Well, I just have to get that in there. I'm excited.
There's strength, you know. There's strength in numbers, and I've always been a media relations guy. Like I connect and I network, and you know, media is a major target for me because media gets the word out there. And I'm up to now about 500 media companies that all have millions of viewers apiece, and that's why we say that the network has a reach of about a billion plus, because it really does. If you add it up, I mean, we have one network that has 563 million viewers just on YouTube alone, and the owner is a good friend of mine. I've known him for years, you know. So what, and what I do is, you know, and I've interviewed with over 94 different different media. Mediums, you know, like I just did an interview with Washington Times yesterday. So now my voice is starting to get to the Washington area. And, you know, I did a commercial in South America, for Axe body spray and hundreds of thousands of people watched that commercial on television. And, you know, I got a lot of fans off of that, and I'm hitting, you know, now we're hitting Vegas and we're hitting all these different areas. And you'll notice, hopefully if they post it, I mean, it's up to the vehicle that I interview with, but I always tell them, you know, I thank God at the end of it, you know, that like you know, this is where my strength comes from, and this is how I keep going. So hopefully all those readers that are reading my articles and reading what I'm talking about, they get some sort of message out of it.
I know they
will.
Amen.
I can feel the energy that's in you too, EZ. You know, God is just using you in such a mighty way. We thank you for being part of the show. You know, you are a young man. I think, you know, you're in your 20s. And see, this time, God is using you.
I'm 30 years old.
You're 30? Oh, wow, you're still a young man. You know, and he's using the younger generation to bring us to the nation. So you keep continue to lift the name of Jesus up. You keep continue to cover Hollywood. Let God use you in a mighty way. You're going to change so many people's life. And we thank you for the Easy Show. We thank you for WTV. It's going to be even more bigger than what you could even think of for even being bold. You bold. I love you because you bold for Christ. You know, I love that in you. I love all you listeners. I'm not going to close this show, but I have an appointment to leave out, and I'm going to give this show to Kalithia. But I love you, and I keep in touch with each and every one of you. God bless you, and help prepare the way for the Lord. This is Pamela Reese Wortlaw from the Preparation Room. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, there you got it. There you guys have it. Miss Pamela Reese, Minister Pamela Reese Wortlaw with the Preparation Room. But we're going to continue this show. Easy, is there anything else you'd like to add? You know, when you spoke on the followings, and, you know, it just goes all tie in with the show with Dr. Bernard Johnson and all who are listening to getting the message out for 1 billion praises unto God. Is there anything else you'd like to add? And then Dr. Bernard, we'll go ahead and continue your message.
Well, I wanted to thank you, Kalithia, because I think linking up with Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio and combining it, doing it the easy way, with your relationships and with my relationships, I mean, I'm blessed to say that, I mean, we hit over 10,000 listeners in less than 20 hours of our last show yesterday with Tamela Jones, which stars with Chris Rock on Head of State and just did 35 and Ticking and Booty Call with Jamie Foxx. And, did you know that she actually, her career was pretty much started by Will Smith? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That was super, super huge.
But that, I mean, and the reason that happened is because of, the prayers and the faith that we have and you, linking up with Blog Talk Radio and me bringing the celebrity face. And, now a lot of people know our movement, I just want to say thank you. I mean, if anybody wants to check the movement out, they can go to HollywoodItGuy.com. That's my personal movement, or TheEasyShow.com. And I want to thank you, everybody, for their prayers. And I want to thank all the supporters that are listening and will be listening. And because, we can't do it without the supporters. And I hope you guys enjoy what we're giving you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I appreciate you, Eric. And Eric, let them know about your next show and when you come on.
Okay, well, you guys can follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y or Eric Zulli Fans on Facebook. The next show is going to be this Monday, actually, with Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. I believe it's at 12 p.m., and it'll be a live podcast featured on Blog Talk Radio, hopefully on the front again. And we got some cool info about Rock the Bells coming up that Busy Bone will be performing at. So stay tuned.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And that was the owner, Dr. Bernard, of the WTV, which I executive produce. Hardworking man of God, as you
can
see.
Wow.
Very powerful, good. Very, very well connected. It was nothing but God that ordained us together. And since we've been together, we've just been running with it. So it's just all meant to be. And now you're here with your movement and your followers and everyone just tuning in because the lines are just blowing up. People are tweeting about this. I mean, people are Facebooking and sharing it. So we are definitely doing what we are ordained to do. So I want to talk a little more on your upcoming event. I want you to talk about the purpose. I know you talk about it, but what's the real deep purpose on this event that you have coming together that's bringing everybody together to give God a billion praises?
I'm glad you asked me that because a lot of people like to make things complex. But God told me to just keep it simple. And bottom line is that men and women might know that Jehovah God is the only, the true and only true living God on this earth. And we just push him. The purpose just really basically get God a billion praises. And that's the simple bottom line to it. It's not about Bernard Johnson. It's not about anybody around me. It's about the Lord. And also, we want to try to win a million lost souls to Christ. And I tell you, if we just keep him as the bottom line, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we're just lifting him up, telling people everywhere in Hollywood, in New York, in California, in Michigan, everywhere, in Texas, in Kansas. We're just telling everybody, we're inviting them to stop what they're doing and take a little while, just maybe come to Kansas City on August the 13th through the 17th to give God a billion praises, to help us give God a billion praises. Be counted in the number. It's going to happen. It's going down. People are excited about it. They're coming from everywhere to just simply give God these billion praises. And so that's what we're trying to do. God gave us that assignment, and it's through thanking him 1,000 times a day. And we just, we're not going to start August the 13th to the 17th. We started right here with you, Kalithia. We're starting to give God a billion praises. Billion praises. My God.
Oh, boy, you already know. You already know. Well, let's take a couple of callers. There's still some callers in here. Let's take a few callers and let them spread the message. Hi, caller. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy Preparation Room 3165954. Welcome. Are you there, caller? might be a shy caller. 316-5954. Are you there? All right. They may be a little shy. Well, Dr. Bernard, you know, it's just absolutely a pleasure on how, you know, we connected. We're going to be having a artist and man of God, Jamal Samora. You know, he's the one that actually referred me to you to get you on the air. And, of course, I had to make that way for you to come on to Bill Grow and Enjoy the Preparation Room. So I'm looking forward to him, you know, coming on the air and speaking of his ministry of music. And,
He'll be
on September the 14th.
He's going to be at the convention, too. Yeah.
So definitely looking forward to that. Now, is there any like words, and I would like for you to share words of encouragement to those that are, you know, listening, those that are hurt, those are, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, as I'm out there ministering that, you know, we talk the word of God to them, but are they really receiving it? They're so hurt sometimes they can't even receive what you're saying, and you know, being so important to praise God is extremely important besides your prayer and your worshiping, but just can you share some words of encouragement to those with those broken hearts and those just down souls?
Yes, I'm going to do that right now. I just feel in my spirit, Holy Spirit is leading me that people who are listening to me right now, we've got people who have never in your life, I feel like God is saying this, never in your life have you experienced the hurts and the pains and the fiascos and the catastrophes and the problems that you're facing right now. You've had all kind of trouble, all kind of trauma. You've never had things that happen in your life like you happen, like are happening right now. And God, I spoke the other day and told some people a simple word, and that is fair is fair. Fair is fair. I said that God is a God of variety. He cannot allow you to go through all struggles without having blessings. It's not in his nature. In other words, when God created the earth, he created the heaven and the earth. He created light and darkness. He created good and bad. He created high and low. You see, he created male and female. God is a God of variety. And it's simply to say that his creative nature is to have not things the same at all the time. See, you got to have some good and bad. And so I'm trying to tell you, if you have been through struggles, if you have been through disasters, if you've been hurting, if you've been stabbed, if you've been bruised, if you've been wounded, if you've been somehow pushed aside, I know sometimes the people on the line that they formed a clique on you just to keep you out. I know there are others who seem like trying to suppress you and push you down, and perhaps you've had your name scandalized, and even you've had people to lie on you and try to bruise you, and you've been through everything I can name. Your bills are stacked high, you can't hardly see over your bills, and you wonder how you're going to make it through. Listen, you cannot have it mountains all the time without having some blessings come to you. It's got to be another side to it. In other words, if you've gone through the storm now, you have been like Job now, which went through the storm and the rain. After a while, God said, your friends have come against you, Job. You've lost your family. You've lost your cattle. You lost your sheep. You lost everything. God said, enough is enough, and fair is fair. God is a fair God, and since you've been through the storm, he said to Job, now I'm going to give you double for your trouble. I'm speaking to somebody on this line who's been through the storm and been through sorrow and tragedy. God said, fair is fair. Enough is enough. I'm going to turn it around for you. And you just hold on. You have been in there. You didn't throw in the towel. You've been holding on to God's unchanging hand. God said, I'm going to give you now the blessings in life. So look for blessings all around you if you've been through the storm. I'm going to encourage you to tell you to hang on in there. Don't throw in the towel. Don't commit suicide. The enemy wants you to just get out of here because he doesn't want you to have the blessings of God. There, if you've been through the storm, the blessings are about to come. Just hang on in there because fair is fair. God is a fair God. He's going to let things start turning around for you and start blessings, blessing your life and blessings coming your way. That's what I want to tell them, Kalikia. You know, fair is fair. God's going to do it for them if they'll just hang on in there. The Bible says this, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not.
Amen. 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 I know I receive that. I receive it. Let them know, Dr. Johnson, how they can contact you and follow you and all that you have going on with your ministry once again.
Let me give a phone number if they want to call. 913-825-4387. That's 913-825-4387. They can get me that way, or they can go to thefirstfruitsconvention.com. That's the convention that's coming August the 13th to the 17th in Kansas City. First Fruits, F-I-R-S-T, First Fruits with the S on Fruits, F-R-U-I-T-S, Convention, have to spell the whole word out, Convention, and you'll see the website. There's a video that tells all about it, and let me get my email. My email, you can email me at Bernard, V like Victor, I'm saying Bernard, V-E-R-N-A-R-D, at mindspring.com, mind, M-I-N-D, and spring like a water, spring, SPRING.com. Bernard at mindspring.com.
Awesome. Well, we thank you here at the Preparation Room, Dr. Bernard Johnson, for taking the time and coming on here and sharing your message of a billion praises unto God. We bless you and your ministry here at the Preparation Room, and we're just going to continue to follow you and just want to hear lots more. I'm sure Pam will have you back on the air because there's going to be so much to come, but we just bless you and your ministry.
Well, God bless you, Kalithia, and I want to just ask God's blessing on your ministry. Father, I pray this great woman, Kalithia and Prophetess Pamela, who have taken time out to have me on their program, I pray an ultra-awesome blessing on them. Open up the windows of heaven, pour them out a blessing that they don't have room to receive. I pray also that you would supply their every need. And even beyond that, for you said anyone who would help us get you a billion praises, tell them that not only will you supply their every need, but you will give them a Solomon experience. Solomon and ask you for wisdom, but you said, not only will I give you wisdom, but I will give you beyond what you asked for. Bless Kalithia with beyond what she's asked for, Lord, and also Prophetess Pamela. We pray in the name of Jesus. Don't forget about Eric, God. Bless this young man, 30 years old, with the world at his fingertips. Lord, use this man all around the world to touch Hollywood and every aspect of the world. Oh God, open doors that have been closed in his face. I pray that you would enlarge his territory everywhere, and we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank you. Have a great weekend, Dr. Bernard. Like I said, I will be in touch. Pamela will be in touch, but we just thank you.
And I want to see if I can try to reach Eric, too, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, I'll get that information out to you.
All right, thank you so much.
Sounds good. And there you guys have it. We're going to end this show, The Preparation Room, every first Saturday of every month. Next Saturday, we have an awesome show with an awesome man of God calling in from San Francisco, the Bay Area of California. We turned his life around. I mean, this guy worked with Tupac. He worked with Snoop, but he turned his life around years ago to God. He has a ministry out in San Francisco, and he is doing it. Anger Man. So he's going to be on next month, and we're looking forward to having him and blessing him and hear more about his ministry of music.
So be sure, everyone, get on over to buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can get all the information on WTV Hollywood. Just click it. It's right at the top. The ASYM, American Society of Young Musicians. Thank you, Darby Hutcherson and the Executive Committee, Quincy Jones, Dion Ward, Chaka Khan. Just go on and on and on. But we thank you. And just go on over, join the movement. As you can see, the movement is alive. And as always, I tell you guys, build, grow, and enjoy.
Thank you for joining us at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, preparing the way for the Lord.